Miles Platting, Long After Midnight. Hardly the most salubrious location in the city, but needs must when the devil drives. Or, as in this case, when Desmond Gartside Garbo tells one and one's crew that one had better hie oneself there to steal as much signaling cable as one may from the railway line within a window of opportunity of some 2 hours' duration, if one doesn't wish to sustain a 12-bore blast to one's kneecaps. It wasn't quite put that way to the gang, who were currently making themselves at home on Network Rail land, but that was certainly the gist of it. The men had not had the point of the job explained to them, but they were not so stupid that they didn't know it had something to do with the so-called exterminating angel that held the city in the very grip of terror. It certainly worried them, which was why they had very carefully considered the charms of pulverized Patelli before agreeing to put themselves in harm's way. Now, here they were, stealing a few quid's worth of cabling, and risking their necks for it. While the technicalities of the job itself did not strain their skills, their leader had to pay attention to what he at no point called the meta plan, which is to say, the real point of the endeavor. The leader had been furnished with a device that might have served as prop from a TV action series of the 70s. It was a small black box with a clear cover on one side. When the catch was released, the cover swung up on a spring-loaded hinge in a very satisfying way to expose two buttons beneath it. Once the case was open, both buttons glowed with pale light, blue for one and red for the other. The instructions were simple. If nothing happened during the job, the box was to be left shut and returned to Garbo's representatives when they called for it. If the police arrived, the blue button was to be pressed, the case closed, and the device dropped. If the angel appeared, the red button was to be pressed. In the quite possible scenario in which both the police arrived and the angel manifested, both buttons were to be pressed. It was all very simple. What the leader and his crew were supposed to do subsequent to pressing one, other, or both of the buttons was up to them. But Garbo's representatives had suggested running.